And stop, and stop. What I'd like to hear from each managing director or whoever they delegate to is, yeah, it'd be nice to hear a little bit about what you want them to learn, but what's the condition you're going to set so that it inevitably happens? And I've heard all sorts of ideas from Newbury, so I'm intrigued to find out how you do it in these five teams. So let's start with this team here. Who's your MD?
Me.
Okay. So technical first.
Yeah.
And what I want to hear, Simon, is how you need as the leader to link things together. So if you've ever played snooker, you get the balls, and it's just easier if the balls are in a line. So, you know, here's you and the things you want out of life, which you did in the preparatory workbook, you know, and all the ideology and directed vision here, right through to what the client desires over here. And you've got to try and line all this up so that they're all in line and there's a constant link all the way through. So how do we do that? How do we meet the needs of the two IFAs and their partners, the needs of their clients, the team? How do we get that all in line so it all makes sense? Who have we locked out? Hi. Thank you. Yes. I'll leave this open. Yeah. Good. So Simon, tell me about your technical and then your business very quickly, and what conditions you set.
Right. We set technical subjects. We need to be fully up to speed with all the financial services skills and
okay.
products, and the questioning skills to relate to clients, find out all about their desires and what they want. And the condition, technical condition, we said that we're going to set the objective of the firm becoming chartered within 5 years, which then gave a series of things that had to be achieved. If they were achieved, that would be the inevitable outcome.
All right.
In terms of the individuals doing their own, improving their own knowledge and their own technical skills in product related and planning.
Right, excellent. We'll move on to the next table for business, but often we get confused as to what's technical knowledge and what's business knowledge and skills. So let me give you a couple of examples of that. If you're a dentist, there'd be clearly a lot of technical skills you have to gain concerning staring down people's gobs, pulling out their teeth and, you know, making their teeth very pretty and making their smiles nice. It doesn't qualify you to run a business. The same with being... When I first left financial services, I dabbled in being a life coach because it sounded really hip and cool, you know. Everybody in 2004 wanted to be a life coach, everybody and their grandmother, which was part of the problem, because the grandmothers kind of muddied the water a bit. You know, Magic Crystal Woman came on board, and just everybody was suddenly a life coach. And what I found out in 2005, when they did the first ever survey internationally of life coaches in the USA and the UK, was the average USA life coach earned less than $20,000 a year. Dollars. Thank you. Somebody here. And that didn't inspire me an awful lot. What that taught me was there were some brilliant coaching universities out there, thanks, that were teaching really quite clever professional skills. I often have IFAs come to me and say, I'd like to be a financial coach, because that coaching skill sounds really powerful. It is. But it's just another technical skill. And that's what life coaches didn't understand. So if you want to add that layer on to your skill set, do that. It's a highly developed profession, coaching. It really is. I mean, you go to Coach University, which is a distance learning process, as well as seminars and workshops. And it may take you 4 years to become a qualified coach. So this is not light-hearted stuff. It actually is quite difficult to learn to be a professional coach. But you haven't a clue how to run a business when you're finished. And most of them starve to death and go back into corporate UK. Very bitter about the experience. They've often remortgaged their house just to start their little coaching business. So be careful about what you think business skills are and what you understand technical skills are. For example, many of you will have been to the George Kinder two-day course. Who's been to the George Kinder courses? Anybody? Highly recommend it. It's a highly developed method of financial planning. I mean, it really is very sophisticated. And it's life planning before financial planning. It's just another technical skill. Doesn't teach you to run a business. So we're going to set that in by becoming chartered, and that's how the whole business moves.
Yeah,
the condition. Okay, let's move now to your business skill and knowledge page. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that the manager and leader understands how the business works. What's the big picture in terms of how the turnover, profit, taxation, that sort of thing. So how the business itself works.
Now right.
The products that they're selling.
Okay.
What subjects would the team need to learn? What was something about staff motivation and business organisation? I don't know where you'd find those sort of courses.
So who would need to learn those things?
The manager of the team.
Okay.
And the office manager.
What about the rest of the team?
The rest of the team, we're not really dealing with the team because we're only talking about the entrepreneur and the manager.
All right. So page 27, the way I read it is, what key business subjects will your team need to learn?
Okay.
And the team. The team is the whole business.
Right.
Two IFAs and support team. Six people.
I suppose the same thing, David. You know, certainly I think the team should know how the business works, what accounts look like, what do they mean, how can you interpret them?
Okay. What are the conditions you're going to set Arthur so that becomes inevitable, the team learns those subjects?
We're going to set aside study time, going to provide profit shares, maybe share options, or some sort of monetary reward.
Okay.
Response for achieving the necessary qualifications.
Okay. I'm getting there. It feels a bit spongy and woolly to me.
Well,
the direction sounds okay. Technical. Your team, Stuart.
Technical. What's the six things that we're fixing on lifestyle planning and retirement options to link into what we're doing for these professors? And the conditions are that in the first 12 months, the two advisors will become certified, and within 36 months, they're both the charter. If using these interim skills that we've decided need to be part of the business, within that they will also train the administrators so that they can relieve them of all other work.
How do you make that condition inevitable?
Well, what we've done as we go is to set aside 2 days per week for working on the business as opposed to working in the business.
Okay.
So 3 days a week the IFAs are doing technical IFA work with clients, and there are 2 days that I train themselves or administrators to take over every task that is not fundamental to their duty.
Alright. Interesting. So you diary it, you calendar the 2 days?
Yes, specifically there, those 2 days. That's what we're doing.
Very good. So that's a condition. Right, and who got Fred's team? Business. You might want to line this up and help us understand where this business is heading, what the strategy is, what the market is, and what this business plan, this learning and growth plan, has to do with any of that at all. I haven't heard any of that so far. What's it got to do with where you're going?
This firm, the first line is, why bother with business education? It allows the firm to work on the business rather than in it, the importance of business education, people working business. What key business subjects does the team need to learn? In our view, we said that key subjects were marketing, some basic accounting courses, having a good back office system.
All right, can I just stop you there? What's that got to do with your business strategy? Just reiterate the business strategy again. What's your strategy?
Okay, the business strategy, can I refer back to that?
Okay, this should be ground into your heart by now.
Okay, our BHAG, the first BHAG was to become the University IFA of choice.
Okay, and the strategy methods you chose?
Was to offer free seminars to our desired market, that is those professors over 55.
Very good. So now go back to the learning and growth pattern business and tell me exactly what learning and growth is going to go on in business terms to make those things happen. So far, I've heard it, and it's really too woolly. It's just not linked up.
Would you not need to go and work out what sort of a market you are actually are now attacking and know everything about every single don, or know how they work, how the university pays them?
Let's see what Fred says. What do you think I've got to learn here? He's made some comments. Is he right? Is he wrong?
Well, that was included in our technicians' views. Why bother with lifelong learning? Always to be on top technically. What subjects to have to glean all the information possible on the university's pension scheme, death and service benefits, protection.
Okay. I've got it. That's very. I'm going to be really cruel with you here, Fred. That's very technical, and that's appropriate for that question. But I've not heard any of that regarding your business learning and growth. What is it about business that has anything to do with your strategy of these six people got to learn?
Help me out,
guys. You've got three co-directors here who should be on the ball.
If I would have said understanding the numbers is fundamental so that everybody can understand where the value is in the business.
Okay, but I want you to link that, Graham, to the marketing, the business strategy which you've chosen, which is about Oxford, it's about Dons, and I don't hear any of that link whatsoever. What's what you've got to say got anything to do with the market strategy and the business strategy that you've selected? I don't hear the links at all. What I've got is general business stuff, which is fine, because that's great that they learn that, but what's it got to do with where you're going and the BHAGs and everything else? There's got to be something specific in your learning and growth pattern that says, we're learning this in order that we can be brilliant at that. And I don't hear any of that link. It may be in there somewhere, but I haven't heard it.
Part of the marketing strategy, Dave, we've identified in order to subscribe to a 5-year goal, part of that marketing strategy is where we will systematically convert the business over from traditionally taking all initial commission over more to a recurring income model.
Okay, what's that got to do with Dons in Oxford? I don't get it.
Well, Dons being over 55 and earning over 100,000, we recognise that would mean that they will have generally a lot of disposable income. They will be coming up to retirement, some may in fact go early, therefore they will have access to tax refund sums and a lot of disposable income.
Okay.
Which needs to be invested wisely and sensibly. And
Can I just make a comment?
Yeah.
It seems there's a confusion over business education. I hear things about educating the team on your own business, if you like. I understood this to be the business of the target market that you're aiming for.
Well, there's all sorts of things that could be included in this page of business education, but it's simply asking this question. Forget about technical issues just for a minute, about pensions and insurances and whether this market's going to deal with inheritance tax planning because of its age group or whatever. What is this team, this IFA practice, having a clue what they're doing about business? It's just a bunch of IFAs with a support team, and you're in there as a group of directors teaching them about how to run an effective business. What must they learn in order to grow now that they've selected their business strategy in their direction? What does that cause them to have to learn? That's the question. Now, it could be generic, but there are some specifics I haven't heard yet.
Do they need to be able to analyse the business so that they can see
where the
money's coming from?
Whose business?
Well, the two guys.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything to do with your market yet.
The business, that's not what this is about. This business strategy is to do with running your business. The technical bit is what you do with your clients. The business bit is not to do with your clients. The business bit is how you run your business.
The only thing... Okay. Here's why IFAs don't think like entrepreneurs. Whether it's business or technical, this is not about you. Okay? This is about them, the clients. In order to deal with this marketplace, as well as deal with my vehicle, the business which will help me get there, what must I learn? And it's got to include what I know about the strategy that I'm dealing with, which is, it's a niche market, I have to do research into how this market works. When I set up my business, the first thing I did before any of the internal stuff, we haven't got to internals yet. Look at the template. The template, we haven't got anywhere near there. We're into learning and growth. And the first thing I had to learn was, how does this marketplace work? Your marketplace, not mine, yours. I know about coaching, but this is not about me. How does this marketplace work? How do they function? What are their real problems and pains? What must I then learn in order to help them get through it? And that set my learning pattern. 100 hours every quarter, I learn stuff, I research and study and read to help you guys, not to help me. What the spin-off of that is, I become better at running my own little business. But that's my internal stuff, that's the next section. This is not about you, this is about them. What must you learn inside, and your whole team learn, in order that two things can happen? You become better at running your own little vehicle, your business, but you also understand the business of working with them, and getting to them, and communicating with them, and getting them to come to you, not you to run around like a headless chicken, trying to attract people into your business. All of that is part of the same subject. And all that I've heard so far is correct. It's not incorrect. You've got to learn all that stuff about finances and the numbers and dashboards and everything else. We'll get to that. But what else must you learn? And what I haven't learned yet is the connection between your strategy that you've selected and what you've got to learn. I haven't heard any connection between those two things. That doesn't make sense. If you've chosen a strategy, you've got to learn how do I work that strategy throughout my business. And it starts with, what do I know about Oxford Dons? If I don't know much, how am I going to find that out? Where's my research going to be? How am I going to survey that and understand them? And then the learning and growth starts from there. Because if Oxford Dons don't want what you do, which is pensions, inheritance tax and investments, let's pretend they don't give a hoot, then what am I doing learning about that stuff? So it starts with them first. When you create a product or a service, you think about who might buy this. Think about them. And then you think about you. And it's because we're so introverted and internally focused as IFAs that we just don't get it. And that's why all of your businesses are full of people you wish it wasn't full of. All of you have businesses you wish, what a heap of junk this is. Why am I dealing with this kind of human being? They should never be here in the first place. That's why every IFA calls me. The first thing they say is, I've got a brilliant service. I've got my service proposition right. I worked all that out. I just don't know how to consistently attract high quality clients. I know you don't. That's what we teach here in the third, fourth and fifth workshops. And the reason is because you don't get them. You just don't get them. And you don't know how to articulate them. You just know about you. So you've got to get outside of you.